So what do you look for out of your young guys this time of year when you can't do lineman stuff and you can't go block anybody per se? What are you looking for out of these young guys when you're maybe do your job halfway or whatever?
Well, you try to get them fundamentally sound with their footwork. Make sure that they know all the drills and how to not only run the drill but be the defensive look team for the drill. You try to get them up to speed as much as you can so that when we come back, you're in pads and you can just kind of roll into stuff and it's a lot easier for them. But a lot of it is just the learning part, learning the adjustments of the runs and the pass protections and those kind of things. But, also understanding the practice tempo and what is required of them during practice. So there's still a lot of benefits to this work.
In general, are there things that you can do when you have a history playing tackle and you start playing a little bit on the inside to kind of help with your leverage if you have a little bit more height?
In what aspect would that be?
Well, just as far as being a guard, if you have a little bit more height, are there things that you can do to kind of help compensate for that when it comes to getting leverage against tackles?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, sure. I mean, there's a lot of apparatuses out there. We have the chutes. You have a lot of different type of drills to emphasize pad level and knee bend and those type of things. So with or without pads, those things will be established. Obviously, just once you make the contact, and then that's a whole other progression that we don't get to have at this time. But, certainly it'll be here in about 5 days or so. Mm-hmm. So. Or 40 days, whatever it is.
Hey, James, veteran guys aren't here this week. Obviously, Mike excused them. I mean, you sort of forget that David Bakhtiari is not in that group yet and that he's still fairly young, mm-hmm. even though he's obviously very accomplished. Where has he made the biggest strides? And what's, I mean, is he still an ascending player or is he at the top of his game now, do you think?
No, I think he has a lot of room to improve, and it's easy to say that with a guy with his mindset. He's never satisfied. He will continue to get better, and like you said, hell, he's only going into his fifth year. Has a lot of playing time, but David, last year got stronger, made strides with his physique, his physicality, those type of things, and. Looking for him to be more accomplished in the run game this year, to take another step in that direction. Certainly, there's always things to learn. There's going to be different types of players and body types, as the schedule, rotates itself around. So he hasn't come all the way around. This will be like a full circle when you start talking about going from divisions and out of conference and things like that. So this will be another learning curve for him to come back around to some of the guys that he's had to face. Having time lapse 2-3 years in between, so there's plenty of room for David to grow, but he will grow because of the person he is.
James, you sense any difference in Lane Taylor this year that he's kind of going into a season as a starter as opposed to last year where he was a backup at this time, wasn't in the starting lineup mm-hmm. yet? Do you sense any difference in him and how he goes about things?
I do with the leadership. Portion of it. He's helping the other guys who haven't played as much. Lane's the same age as David is, going into his fifth year, having 1 year starting and a couple starts, sprinkled in before that. So I believe Lane has like 18 or so regular season starts or something last time I looked at it. But what I've noticed is this year is that, he's a lot more confident, obviously, when you play. You gain that confidence, but he's actually helping the younger guys in the rooms, and that's very encouraging to see someone do that. Because Lane is it's a fundamentally sound player, and he's had to come up, as a free agent and do the things necessary to start. So certainly, he's a good person to follow in that room.
Jim, Jerry Evans, when you took a look at the tape, his season last year, what kind of a player did you see, and how does he fit into your line?
Well, he's a good football player. certainly, he's a big man who physical part of the game is his a strong attribute for him, along with the fact that he has started over 165 regular season games and probably 15-20 postseason games. he has a lot of reps, and his awareness of when to do it, how to do it, and the time to do it is excellent. And he's already forming some of that with Brian on the right side. A lot of times those work in tandem, especially in protection or run game. But he brings a lot of credibility to the room, a lot of maturity. He's a very serious guy, and he has fit in very, very well. Very well liked, calm guy, but you can see glimpses out there when things gets pressed a little bit and pushed a little bit that it turns on for him. So I'm excited to have him. I know the room's excited to have him, and he'll be a fine addition for us.
What did you think of Patrick last year? We went through camp with a broken hand, and obviously it's probably pretty hard to judge an offensive lineman with one hand, but what do you recall from last year?
Well, I think he's improved like anybody else would, being here, of course, on practice squad, and he had a lot of those mental reps and had to prepare as a starter. Every practice squad player has to prepare as a starter. They take the test as a starter does, or an active roster player. But to quite honest with it, with the broken hand, I think it actually helped him because he had to rely on his feet. He was a big bear hugger type kid, that would just like to grab and hold on to you, and he had to learn to win with his feet. So I think it helped him initially to understand that footwork is very much a priority in this business, and you can't just rely on brute strength at this level like you could in college. So, but he's gotten better just like the rest of them.
What do you think of him at center?
I'm sorry?
What do you think of him at center?
I think he's doing okay. There's a few guys taking snaps, and we're looking for the centers to evolve in this thing. So he'll be in the mix with a lot of rotation with other guys.
Jim, is he a pretty good athlete for the position, for an interior lineman, Patrick?
Lucas, yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah, big square kid, sure.
Campy, I don't want to assume that a school that you attend necessarily makes you super intelligent, whether it's JC with Cornell or you with Tulane or with Duke, but is he a bright kid too? I mean, I don't know him that well. Is he a real sharp kid? Or?
Yeah, and I think that that's fair to say, you don't get stereotyped, really. You'd say assume because you go to a Dartmouth or Yale or Cornell or Duke has a reputation as such. But there's a lot of there's a difference between being paper smart, video smart, classroom smart, and then does it transfer? In the split second, can I make a call? Can I make an adjustment at the line? A defender slides over. The guy was on me. Now I'm uncovered. What do I do? And how do I make that call? And he's adjusting to that. Anytime you put someone with a hand on the ball, not only do they have to do everything kind of one-handed, but they have to make, IDs and those things. But it's a little bit, I would say this, with our group, everyone makes calls. So it's spread out, and I think that's a good thing. Everyone has to make the adjustments. Everyone has to be on the same page. So the onus isn't only on that position. But certainly, though, he has done a good job with taking it from the classroom to the field. Ultimately, that's the most important thing, to be able to do that.
We didn't get to see much of Kyle Murphy a year ago. Where do you think his biggest growth has been since he arrived here?
I would say right now it's in the, it's in the weight room. I mean, his body, his physicality, his bend, his balance is better because he missed all of the work, and everything that we did with Kyle last year was on a Skype thing. I learned how to Skype last year. That was a big thing for me. I mean, no kidding. I'm not kidding. I didn't know how to turn the thing on, and David Rye would come there and help me out and get it set up. But anyway, it was a lot of fun for me to learn how to Skype. But then I found out, hell, it's been around for like 10 years or something. But it was fun to do that with him. But you could tell that he's a thinker, a worker, even through the Skype, because he was one of those kind of kids that, hey, can you draw it up on the board, And so I'd draw it up on the board, show him something, and then we were able to watch tape together at the same time. So it was very valuable time, even though he was not here. I would say the biggest thing, back to your question, was that he has grown from a physical standpoint.
Not just with him, but in general. What are the things that you're looking at when you're taking a college tackle and you're wondering about moving them inside? What are the things that you're looking at to see whether they're candidates to even be able to do something like that?
Well, there's a lot of things, you know, really. I think, you know, when it comes down to that, you know, can a guy, a bigger person, a taller person, can they bend, you know, and if they can sink and get lower, you know, low enough for a shorter, stouter guy, the 6'3 or below defensive tackle. But really, you know, I think it just comes down to a mindset. Is a guy mentally tough enough to face the challenges of being a little taller, to go through that process for a couple of weeks where things aren't going too good for you, you know, in training camp, then pretty soon it starts clicking for you, you know. And then, of course, when that happens, then, hell, it's better for our ball club and it's better for the player. They get more flexibility, you know, more utilization. So I think it's just mentally tough, the challenges of moving from any position where you're comfortable and putting yourself in it. You really have to just absorb the opportunity and go for it. You have to just throw yourself in the position and just trust, you know. But really, it's when it comes out of your head and out of your heart, things happen good for you. So,
hey, Campy, real quick, you're self-deprecating about the Skype thing, but
do you know how to do it, Will?
I do.
Okay.
You FaceTime with your kids on your iPhone?
I guess so. I've never FaceTime with somebody. They would FaceTime in.
Okay.
I push the button.
You know, you had to do that last year. Turco had to do it with Kenny. To Kenny and with Dean Lowry.
That's
obviously,
right.
Joe had to do it. Is that, I mean, how big of a challenge is that as a coach to not be able to either, I mean, technology is great, but is it a challenge for you to try and keep these guys from falling too far behind because of this rule?
Well, it is a challenge, like you said, because they're not in front of you, you know, and the one thing is kind of different because there's a delay a little bit, and that was more challenging, is that if you drew something up and then I'd say, hey, did you get it? And then it'd be like, you look back on the screen and he's going, yes. It's like, we got to be faster. What? And that took like about, you know, about half the session was, what the heck is it? You know, it's like this delay, and I'm like, dude, you got to be a little quicker. Do you understand what I just drew like a tackle and a three tech. And he's like, coach, I think we're on a delay. All right, so then I call IT, and I'm like, you know, hey, guys, you got to get the delay out of this. What are you talking about? This thing's flying at some type of warp speed megabit crap. And I'm like, well, okay, this is the best we got. You know, but anyway, so that's the challenge was for the coach to do it. But I'll say this, it was a lot of fun. I'll tell you what it did do. It makes you go back and read your own material. So, in other words, you're presenting and putting things out there as far as drawings and descriptions and all that. Boy, I tell you, it makes you go back and read your stuff and be even more precise in what you're saying. It makes you try to filter out the stuff that's not really necessary and get to the meat of it. So I think it made it better for everybody in the room that you have someone you have to participate like that, because it makes you funnel your coaching stuff down and get it in. So ultimately the most important thing is to put on that tape and watch tape when they get here. So I think it works out in both ways. Indirectly, it helps the coach.